Sport is our religion. And here is Smithy's sermon.
So how does something so good become so bad so quickly? And we're not talking avocados here. We're talking about the Black Caps. 3-0 whitewashed. Outplayed, outlasted, outthought. And what price now do we put on attitude and intent? And don't think for one instance that this New England is the complete package. Start at the top. They haven't even got an opening partnership of note yet. But neither, now it seems, do we. Our highly vaunted bowling attack seems a bit timid now, not leaking runs, but hemorrhaging them at an alarming rate. Sometimes a winning performance can stem before a ball is bowled. It's an attitude first displayed by the selectors. If you pick a team with one too many batsmen, sacrificing a bowling option in the process, you are saying to the opposition, we need that extra batter as insurance, just in case we are worried. If ever we could have shown the faith in the middle order, it is now. Surely Mitchell and Blundell have brought so much insurance to Gary Stead and Kane Williamson, they could have played five bowlers, pretty important you would have thought, in a fourth innings defence of a run chase. By actually trying not to lose this test match first, we perhaps forgot about winning it in the end. Spinners, spinners and spinners, how long have we been talking about spinners? You cannot play at Hagley Oval on a green one every day of your life. Jack Leach, 10 wickets in a test, and he's hardly a wizard. Michael Bracewell, 10 minutes in test cricket, and he's hardly the answer. When you go and do a job, you take the right tools. You can have the fanciest, sharpest nails in the world, but without a hammer, it's not so easy to bang them home. They haven't mentioned Basil Stokes until now. England changed their coach, their captain, and their method. I'm not for one second saying we should change our coach or our captain. It's more that they have to change themselves. The game is going up tempo, and we're sort of stuck in neutral.